Okay. And if you have two of these animals, you have two
of them horses.
Okay. And
the boy and the,
all right,
and the lady.
Uh-huh. And when you get up on a horse and you ride it, like I could say, I have never
read a horse.
Okay. And
that's what my boy can say.
Uh-huh. Well, I've only been on a horse twice. My whole life.
How old is you?
20.
Well, when I was 16 years old, well, I said 14. When I was 14 years old, I read every horse or mule or coat I come by and milk cows, bulls, and everything. Mm-hmm. Stealing them their harnesses off.
Mm-hmm.
And mom and dad would have a couple on front porch, four or five of those boys would slip to that gear rack and slip them harnesses off and get them lines and them gear. Go down in them good gimbals up some of them milk cars. Good get a steer, we ride and start. My boy don't know nothing about a horse or mule.
I don't know much myself.
If
I think I bought him a horse. I believe I did buy him a horse. He never did buy one. Just had the part of giving away.
If you couldn't stay up on a horse, if you just wound up on the ground, you'd say, I...
Well, it's two of them. He threw me off.
Uh-huh.
Well, I sat there and fell off.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, I
fell to the ground.
Okay.
Or he flung me to the ground.
Okay. Would you say, I fell off of the horse?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say, I fell off of it.
Okay.
Either one of them.
And, when, at night, if you're sleeping in bed, and all of a sudden, blom, you're on the floor, you'd say, I
fell out of bed.
Okay. And,
both would say, maybe, so-and-so fell out of bed.
Do you ever use the word, the words fell out to mean if somebody faints, like he fell out on the floor?
Let's see, now how we have that faint. Yes, and we say he fell out,
mm-hmm.
or she fell out.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get it to the doctor to find, or him was the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Had a falling out speed, we know. Mm-hmm. That's the way we taught that.
Mm-hmm. And those things, those U-shaped things that you put on a horse's hoofs, what are those called? Those that you nail on?
Nail on a horse?
Yeah, they're shaped like this.
Good luck.
They're good luck. And they're like this, and you put them on the bottom of a horse's
hoof. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are those called?
Shoes.
What kind of shoes?
Horseshoes.
Okay, and what are the things that they're put on?
Put in them.
No, put on. What part of a horse are they put on?
Well, put on his feet.
Okay, what do you call a horse's feet?
Front feet or hind feet.
Ever call them hoofs?
Yeah, he put on his horse.
And if he had one of those, he'd be a...